Stack, this is rotating on Lowry Graham. Laurie. Graham, Graham. Lowry Graham. Graham. Date of birth 7/29/64. Date of visit is date of visit 3/23/26. Please make a copy of copy for Aubrey Shock, MD. Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y, Shock, S-C-H-O-C-K, S-C-H-O-C-K, Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y. Aubrey Shock, S-C-H-O-C-K. Date of birth, 7/29/64. Next paragraph, dear Aubrey, A-U-B-R-E-Y. Thank you for signing. Lowry Graham for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph, fifth present illness. This 61-year-old female who has a past history of ITP and hyperlipidemia was recently sent for a chest CT. On 12/22/25. The patient's chest CT showed mild central lobular emphysema and chronic interstitial changes bilaterally. And there were a few nodular densities, including a 6 millimeter nodule in the medial right apex, 4 millimeter nodule in the right upper lung, and a 3 millimeter nodule in the posterior right lung base. The patient was advised to have a follow-up chest CT. She does have a history of smoking for over 30 years. But she has no cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Next, past history. Past history includes history of ITP, and history for tonsillectomy remotely, and a hysterectomy in 2000, as well as a splenectomy following a splenic rupture in 1992. She has hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and anxiety. The next paragraph, allergies to IVP dye. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 30 years and quit 7 years ago. No alcohol use. Worked as an RN. I'm sorry, works as an RN. Next paragraph, family history, father alive at age 91, mother died of lung cancer. Next paragraph, system review, the patient denies fatigue or fever or weight loss. She has mild cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has asthma as a child. Denies shortness of breath or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains or palpitation. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist. Zetia, 10 milligrams daily. Synthroid, 88 micrograms daily. Cymbalta, 30 milligrams daily. Xanax, XR, 1 milligram TID. And 1 milligram HS, Cymbalta 30 milligrams a day. And Geodon, 20 milligrams BID. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white females in no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse is 105, respiration 18, temperature 97, flu weight is 145, saturation 97. HEND non-phthalic, pupils reactive and equal, tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the bases. Lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the anthems are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gastromegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. The right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is anxiety and depression. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. And number 4 is hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is probable mild COPD and history of asthma. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. She has a past history of positive PPD, and thus a QuantiFERON blood test will be ordered. And she also was advised to get a polysomnographic study to rule out sleep apnea, since she has history of snoring. Can you please add that in the system review? The patient does have a history for snoring. And add in the past history. Please add in the past history a history of asthma as a child. Okay. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient will will be advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. She will use an albuterol inhaler to puffs as needed. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Aubrey Shock, MD. SCHOCK, MD. Thank you.